There you go. And now we're recording this. So let me say again, hello everyone, and thanks so much for being here. And we're really excited about level two. Actually, it's already past halfway enrolled, and you know, we still have a couple of months to go. But the best. Because of the way things work, discounts do have to expire. And so we have a number of people from level one who have been in previous trainings on the phone. And we have, I don't know if it got onto the recording, so I'll just say it again, that we have already enrolled about half of what we probably more than half of what we expect to be present for our level two in Santa Barbara in the summer. Very exciting. You'll be thrilled to be able to hang out with the people that you went to level one with. There's two level ones and then a few people from former level ones who are enrolling for this coming level two. So first of all, I just want to say what a pleasure it is always meeting people at these training events. What a pleasure. And you know how much fun that was. And you know how ridiculous that non-talent show was. And hopefully you found your way to, at the very minimum, practicing Qigong in your life. And all the better if you've moved on to be doing, taking the role of a practice leader in your community. And so, yeah, welcome. We're already started, so you missed a little bit in the front, but not too much. So I'm just saying what a thrill it is to participate in level one. And
just to let you know, Roger, to just remind that people can press *6 to ask a question. That way anyone who comes on for the future will know that.
Very good, very good. So, yeah, when we get to the Q&A portion of this call, you'll want to, because you're muted, you'll want to press *6 to, and I'll announce that again, you know, as more people arrive. You press *6, it puts you into the Q&A queue, and then Danielle will let me know once we get through the, you know, kind of preliminary conversation here, or preliminary, the preamble from myself. So anyway, level one is awesome, and I hope you're teaching and practicing. And if you are having trouble with that, our phone is always open for a call from you, and we talk to people who've graduated from these courses all the time. And yeah, there is a kind of a learning curve about how to get into the game of presenting to other people, though we find, and if you've been on the Facebook conversation, you've seen that people that we've graduated over the years are practicing, are teaching all over the place, all over the United States, to every kind of audience. So level two, couple things. If your challenge with level two is a timing challenge, there's really not much we can do about that because, you know, we're way up in the registrations and everything's good to go. If your challenge is a financial challenge and you look at the deal that we're going to be talking about here, basically the biggest discount plus another $50, I think, is basically the deal for the day. And the code word is special. So when you go to enroll, just use the word special in the discount code box and it'll subtract that amount of money. And then the other thing that's compelling and usually makes it pretty easy for people is the 3 and 6 month payment plans. And I don't keep the closest watch on these things, but I think that the best discount and the 6 month payment plan both expire, have expired, And so those of you who are on the phone have the special option to be able to sort of recover the original discount, get an extra $50, and retain the ability to use the 6 months payment plan. And as more people come onto the call, I may explain that later. We'll see. We'll explain that again later. I hope you don't mind. So if the financial situation is a challenge for you, then call the IIQTC, because we have a person named Sherry, who's our finance person, who will talk with you, and if it helps to have a better, if it helps to have a longer, you know, set number of months to make the payment, that's fine. So if the dates are not right, just, you know, we can't do anything about it. If the money is a challenge, then we've had that part of the conversation. The more important part of the conversation is that sometimes people think, well, Tai Chi seems so complex, and I just don't know if I'm suited for that. And so I'll say a bunch of things about that, and then we will talk, you know, we may talk about a few other things, but mainly it's the opportunity to be oriented to Tai Chi. And it is not unusual for people to say, well, that seems complex. But that's what the IIQTC is famous for, which is to make things that seem complex become more accessible in two ways. The first way is to remind ourselves that we're probably smarter and more capable than we ever thought, just because of all the weird feedback we get in our lives. The second one is because the IIQTC is very focused on making things really more accessible. Now, you might say, is it easy to learn to teach Tai Chi in a 7-day training? And the answer is no. So I just want to be honest with you. No. But will you be able to learn enough in a 7-day training to be able to begin the process of teaching Tai Chi using what's called the Integral Tai Chi Teaching Method? And the Integral Tai Chi Teaching Method makes any kind of Tai Chi, whether it's ultimately the longest form there is, or some more modified forms, as in Tai Chi Easy, much more accessible, both to the person who's going to be leading, that's the practice leader or the teacher, and the persons who are learning, that is the participants in your class. We've been doing this work since the 1980s. I've been doing this work since the 1980s. And in the 1980s, I taught Tai Chi at the YMCA in Montecito, where Oprah Winfrey lives. She lives right down the street from the retreat center where we're going to be for level two. And I had just finished my training as a Chinese doctor, and I had just finished my training as a Tai Chi teacher. And so I went to the YMCA, and we put up a sign, you know, Tai Chi class, and 100 people showed up. It was amazing, you know, about 100 people. And we went into this big basketball arena, and, oh, it was amazing. And then the next day, the next week for the class, only 50 people showed up. And I was teaching traditional Tai Chi method, where you try to learn the hands and the feet all at once. And so the third week, there were maybe 30 people there. And by the sixth and the seventh and the eighth week, we were really down to 5. And finally, I mean, two people finished that class. And we did it again. And not quite 100 people came, because many of the people who would have came to the last one and figured out, wait a minute, this is not going to reduce my stress. And so the same thing happened. And over the years of working at the YMCA, I modified and remodified and remodified. And then over years following having done that work at the YMCA in other contexts, we modified again and again and again, until we came up with what we call Tai Chi Easy, which is actually not just Tai Chi. It's Qigong from the Healer Within. You're all familiar with the Healer Within practices. Plus five Tai Chi movements. And then for people who want more, we develop what's called Integral Tai Chi, which is 9 movements. And so in a week, you can learn the 5 movements of Tai Chi easy and learn how to teach them, because you already know how we do that. You know, have 2 times a day where you have a practice session. And then by the end of the week, you also learn 9 total, a 9 of 9. So it's 5 plus 4 more. And the additional 4 are, well, they're all beautiful gestures from traditional Tai Chi. And they all have gorgeous names like harmonizing yin and yang and brush ni sen chi and cutting through to clarity and dragon. There's one called dragon. There's one called phoenix. It's gorgeous. And you know, you'll learn how to make it possible for yourself to actually be able to do these movements and then teach them to others. And we have hundreds and hundreds of people who've done that. So Tai Chi, Integral Tai Chi, is not traditional Tai Chi. Traditional Tai Chi is 108 movements. Typically, in the traditional sense, you learn how to do the hands and the feet at the same time. Through the Integral Tai Chi teaching method, you do not do the hands and the feet at the same time. We do in this something called Teach Qigong and call it Tai Chi. And there's a whole rationale for that, which is fun and funny and interesting and compelling, and that you'll learn at level 2. And so we learn the upper body movements sitting and standing, just like you learn the movements in Qigong. So that's why we say teach Qigong and call it Tai Chi. And then the second phase of the Integral Tai Chi teaching method is teach Tai Chi as if it's Qigong. So you know, as a person who's already studied Qigong, how accessible that is. And so what we do is we make Tai Chi that accessible. Now, eventually, you add the feet, which has to do with moving around while you're doing the upper body movements. But that doesn't come until you're ready for it. And as we say at the training, I'll say it now, you don't have to learn this by the end of the week. What you have to learn is how to think about this. And you'll remember from level 1 how you felt to yourself some thoughts that were actually based on false assumptions. And so I would say probably the underlying power of the IIQTC is not so much about Qigong and Tai Chi. It's about seeking the truth about our nature and our power. And we use Tai Chi and Qigong as modalities through which to accomplish that. So there are those who say, I love Qigong, but I don't love Tai Chi. And I want to just talk about that for a moment, because it's another one of those false assumptions. And it's based on the idea that a person feels like they can learn how to teach Qigong, but that they're not sure that they can learn how to teach Tai Chi. And as soon as we talk about this, we're going to talk about one other thing, which I think is the most important thing. So I hope you listen really carefully to everything, of course, but especially the next thing we're going to be talking about. For this thing, the idea, Tai Chi is too complex, I don't like Tai Chi, I only like Qigong. The answer, we half answered the question, because we've already talked about how the IIQTC approach to Tai Chi makes Tai Chi so much more accessible. So that concept of I like the Qigong but I don't like the Tai Chi is usually based on a person's sense of their own capacity. their own limited capacity. And they don't want to be in a situation where they feel like they should have learned something by a certain time, but then they didn't. And, this is such a sad, sad way for people to think about themselves. Because from the IIQTC point of view, it's better to do it wrong than not at all. And so even if you don't learn the Tai Chi the way it, quote, should be done, you can learn the Tai Chi anyway. And because it's such a benign practice, you can teach it to people. And if they don't do it the way that, you know, it, quote, should be done, it doesn't even matter. So that concept, I like the Qigong, but I don't like the Tai Chi because secret thought, I don't believe I can grasp it. What I would say instead is that Tai Chi is one of those things that you can do for yourself that will transform your life. And so when people say, gee, I wish I could transform my life, whether it's got to do with anything, you know, whether it's health-oriented or career-oriented or self-esteem-oriented or creativity-oriented or anything else, the secret to personal transformation is to do new things, to do new things. The second secret is to believe in yourself. And remember, in level one, we learn that there's an aspect of ourself which is eternal and invincible. So when you think to yourself, am I really going to be harmed because I didn't learn that as fast as somebody else? Is that, where does that idea about how you could be harmed coming from? Where is that idea coming from? And of course, you know, it's from your haunted past. And so the first concept, the first idea, which is I'm not going to be able to learn this. And then the second concept, which is that I don't believe in myself. You know, you could say I don't believe I can learn this, but really what you're saying, or what one might be saying, is I don't believe in myself. And Qigong and Tai Chi basically are a gateway to the potential for the reconfiguration of our self-concept and our beliefs about ourselves. And the example goes like this. There's one of the people from level one who said, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm going to go to level two, but I'm pretty sure I can grasp it. And this is a person who got good grades in school, went to college on a scholarship, and is a very, very successful psychologist and public speaker. And when she found herself not learning very well in level two, she got into spanking herself and criminalizing herself and making all kinds of excuses about, well, but wait a minute, why am I not learning this? I'm so smart, I got all the good grades. I mean, it was such a classic archetypal experience. And by the end of the week, she was not there. But at level three, she came back and said, by the time I was home for 2 weeks, I worked on this on a daily basis, just like I worked on the Qigong from level one, and I got it. And basically, she rewired her brain. And the rest is the story about how human beings can do this for themselves, and then those of us who learn how to be teachers can support others in doing this for themselves. And it's probably going to be the secret to the survival of the human race. Okay, last point. The last point about Tai Chi is that almost everybody who practices Qigong long enough begins to wonder what it would be like to do the practices walking around. And Tai Chi is basically just simply Qigong done walking around. And in addition, because it has such an amazing influence on brain plasticity, right? That's the rule that says do something new, because it has such a powerful effect on brain plasticity, Tai Chi, then doing Tai Chi becomes this marvelous next step that people, most people who do Qigong come to at some point. Actually, some people learn Tai Chi before they learn Qigong. But in most cases, starting with the easiest way in, we learn Qigong, and then eventually we become fascinated with what else is out there and what else we can do more, what new we can do for our brain and brain's plasticity and the sustainability of brain functionality deep into our older years. So anyway, you know, I could talk more about all this. Now, the last thing that I want to say something about is opportunity. The opportunity for us to get more and more training and be of service in our communities, whether we charge for our classes or do our classes for free or become great wizards and write books and do workshops and, you know, all the stuff that can be done. There's an opportunity out there. And the need in our society for people to stand up and say, I want to see how powerful I really am. I want to learn more about myself. I want to learn more about my well-being. I want to learn more about how to potentiate every aspect of my persona and my skills and my dexterity. And so the radio and the TV and the newspaper and the internet are just exploding with the fact that medicine and surgery are not always indicated, and that a huge percent, like over 75% of all disease, is preventable. And people are getting into it. They're preventing diseases. They're preventing the diseases that they are at risk for having by learning more about their brain, their energy system, their functionality, all that stuff. So your opportunity to be a fully trained, fully enabled teacher in your community is huge. And the level of satisfaction, I mean, if you've been on the Facebook, you see it, how people are talking all the time on there about this person in their class who improved this and that person in their class who improved that, and how much fun it is to lead those classes. So anyway, let's leave it there.
That would be a good time for questions.
Indeed.
If anyone wants to press star 6 to ask a question, you'll be unmuted.
While we're waiting for that question, let me just say that it's often true that people get a little bit, shall we say, hung right at this moment about, oh, wait, I don't want to say anything. But on the other hand, you know, you're among people who all care. And maybe I answered all your questions, too. So it's okay for us to end this with everybody satisfied.
Okay, I have turned the question and answer section off, so you're free to speak.
Okay, so now that we have the Q&A session off, anybody want to say anything? I'm just going to give the offer again so that you know what's available, and I'm delighted, actually, that we answered all your questions, although if you come up with something at this point, you can just shout it out. The code to be able to get the best discount, which has now expired, so use this code right away, is the word special. So when you go to level 2, click on registration, click on the lodging type, put the word special into the little box there, the discount code box, and it will automatically recalculate for you, and then you can select whether you want to pay it all at once or have a payment plan.
Roger?
And, yes.
Do you know the 2016 schedule yet?
Let's see. I know that what we know about 2016 is that Jan Perry?
Very good, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have, there are people from our staff are listening in, and I'm going to have somebody take a note on getting information to Jan Perry about the dates for next year.
Thank you.
I believe that, it'll be around the same time. And, contact Diane. I mean, you've probably got her email address, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, good. Glad you were here, Jan.
Me too.
Okay, anybody else going once?
Yeah,
going
Roger.
Twice? Yes, please.
Hi, Roger. It's Emily Atlas. Hi.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. So I thought for sure when I finished level one, I'm definitely doing this summer 2016 for various reasons. But it may turn out that this summer is going to work out better for me. But I am one of those people, just like what you were saying. I just finished level one, and I'm still working on getting it, feeling comfortable with it all, although I am doing it daily, thinking, put more into my brain. Am I going to absorb anything more?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's really a personal thing, right? And if you can answer it for yourself in a way that's realistic, as opposed to answering it in a way that's kind of based on your usual, shall we say, ideas about how much you can track.
Yeah.
Remember when we were sitting there at level one, we say, okay, now let's learn the names. And, by golly, you can learn like 25 names. And yet you probably would have thought that's impossible for me. So, I don't want to talk you out of following your intuition about your, your learning style. That wouldn't be appropriate. But I do want to talk you in to being realistic as you're having the thoughts. And, either way, we're going to see you.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. That's very true. I'll be there.
And by the way, just for everybody out there, we're having a reunion this year in New Jersey, which is the few days previous to the NQA 20th anniversary conference. And you may or may not recall that I'm one of the founders of the NQA, and I've been invited to give the keynote. So if you can't come to level two, try to make it to New Jersey in July. Anybody else out there, or Danielle, are you thinking of anything that I should have said that I didn't?
No, that's all. I think just to remember the code is special, all lowercase.
Special, all lowercase. Okay. Yes, indeed. Okay, any other thoughts or questions out there? All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for being here. You are treasured colleagues of the IIQTC. There is so much going on in the world that says yes to what we're doing. And so I hope you're saying yes to your part of it. Wishing you well now. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks,
thank
Danielle.
You.
And
bye.
Thank
you.
Whole staff.
Bye. Thank you all for attending.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.